In this episode of Leinka Speaks, I'm going to be sharing my reflections and insights from our Level Up Book Club Book 1 of 2023, which was Atomic Habits by James Clear. Now, you know the thing about this book, I think I was unconsciously avoiding it and had been unconsciously avoiding it up until the point where we read it for the book club, mainly because I have a grounded knowledge of how habits are formed neurologically that I felt, I know this stuff. You know, I know how the neural pathways are created, etc. I get it. Yeah, I don't need a book to tell me anything more. Well, let me tell you something. This book humbled me and it reminded me straight off the bat, there are many things that you know. And Leinka, there are many things that you do not know. And there are many things that you do not know about the things that you do know. And so, yes, I was truly humbled and I'm grateful that I was humbled because it allowed me to become open and to check myself and to be checked. James Clear, thank you. So, yes, I'm very grateful for that eye-opening reminder. And for sure, he did not disappoint, because by the time I reached the end of chapter one, I was looking at the sky. I was asking myself, wow, is this what you thought you knew? All right, so I know that there may be some of you who don't know that we have a book club, and the book club has been running for over a year, and we read books that aim to help us and support us to be transformed, not just to be informed. And so all of the books that we choose have an action-based element that we're taking action on. We're taking action on what we read. If you want to know about our past 2022 book reads, our current 2023 reads, and you are interested in joining a community of women who are reading to level up, go to leinkasani.com/bookclub and find all the deets and join us if you wish. It would be awesome to have you. Of course, remember, it is for ladies only. So if you are a dude, apologies, it's not open to you. Okay, so back to Atomic Habits. One thing that I love about this book is that it is very easily digested and also very, very practical and applicable. So the journey that James takes you through in this book helps you to actually put the things into action. By the end of the first chapter, my brain was opened, because in that chapter he was talking about how we fall to the levels of our systems, and our systems being things that include our thinking, our beliefs, our assumptions. And one of them is the idea of things not working and how small changes make no difference. And he shared a simple story of ice, like a block of ice, and how below a particular temperature, it's not melting. It's going to just remain ice. And there's no water residue that's showing, right? But with each incremental increase of the temperature in the room, the temperature will reach a point where it will start to melt the ice. But our issue is we turn up the temperature a degree and we see no change. We have this belief then that it's not working, that nothing is making a difference, that there is no change. It made me wonder how many of us give up on ourselves, give up on change, give up on healing, give up on things because we've decided that the action that's happening, what we are doing, isn't good enough. It's not significant enough. It's not making that much of a difference. There is no point, right? And it was interesting for me to step back and even look at things that clients have said to me and say to me about change, and how easy it is for us to decide that something is not working because we have yet to see significant or significant enough change. We feed into the idea that we're broken, they're broken, this is just how things are, this is how things will be, this is just how I am, because we believe that nothing is happening or working or is different. And it got me questioning, you know, how many times have we given up? And how true is it that there is no difference and that it isn't working? And if that isn't true, then what could be truer instead? Just right off the bat from the book, I started reflecting on the significance of small changes. But it also got me thinking of our creator loves things that are small and consistent. And so imagine how much of the love of our creator that we have given up on, that we have pushed to the side inadvertently because we've decided that these small things are insignificant and they don't matter. It also got me thinking and wondering how we look for big changes as a sign for validation, as a sign of proof, and that we want big changes to be right now. But shifting our thoughts and shifting the way we see things actually can help us to get to where we want to get to if we decide to remain steadfast. Another part of the book that really stood out for me was from chapter 2, where James Clear was talking about the layers of behavior change. And he talks about how there's the outcomes layer, the processes layer, and the identity layer, and how if we were to really want to get change in our behavior and in our habits, it's about really first looking at our identity encompassing our beliefs, our perceptions, our self-image, our worldview, and how habits are really a part of our identity. There was a phrase that he uses where he said, every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. And again, that was another OMG moment. Got me thinking and wondering, okay, so when I go for maybe sugar in my cup of Earl Grey, as opposed to nothing to sweeten it, what is that action of going for sugar a vote for? Is that action a vote for my health, for instance? When I decide that I'm not going to go to the gym and instead I'm going to have a lie in, what is that action a vote for? Neither one of those particular choices is a terrible choice, right? A bad choice, but it depends on the identity that I am wishing to embody. When I decide that I'm going to scroll on social media for half an hour, what is that action a vote for? What kind of person is that action a vote for? And to kind of just inverse that, to flip it, it would be to ask myself, is this action a vote for the type of woman I say I want to be? So is this choosing to go for a run a vote for the identity of a woman who is a runner? Is this reading a book half an hour before bed a vote for the woman who reads daily before she goes to bed? Is this picking up the phone when I'm really, really tired a vote for a woman who is connected to herself and advocates for herself and takes care of herself? It's definitely a question that we want to really, really mull over. And I would get you to start to think, you know, how does that particular idea land for you? You know, thinking about your current habits, your current actions, what are they a vote for? What kind of identity or what kind of woman, person are those actions or habits a vote for? What's the type of woman you wish to become and or person that you wish to become for the men who are listening to this as well? What actions match that identity? It is definitely something to sit with, because when we are conscious of our actions and we become conscious of our actions, we get to see how we are showing up and truly what our actions say about who we see ourselves as. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another reflection from Atomic Habits that hit me like a brick was in chapter 11, where he's talking about movement and motion. I was going to say I felt personally attacked, but no, I just felt as if, yeah, there are enough of us in the world that James is basically writing about us, where he talks about the difference between action and motion and how motion doesn't mean that we are taking action. Now, I've coined the term active procrastination, not meaning that I'm taking action and not doing what I really should be doing. That I think is just plain old procrastination. You're supposed to do something and you're doing something else. No, active procrastination, in my estimation, is what James describes, where you planning and strategizing and learning and researching all the things for the thing that you really want to do. Let's say I want to become a runner and I want to run a 10K race. Yeah. Okay, cool. Now I can go into this thing of, okay, what is the best gear? What kind of clothing is best? What is great for wicking moisture? Which one is going to give me the ability to run as fast as possible without holding me back and weighing me down? What are the best shoes? Oh, maybe I need to go and, you know, find the best shoes and research the best shoes in order to run. And what about the fabric? What fabric is the best fabric to ensure that I can have an amazing 10K race? And what about the terrain? Where are the places that I'm going to train? Let me just think about the terrain of the different places that I'm going to train. Baby girl, get your gear on. Get outside and go for a run. That right there is action. Everything that I said prior to that was active procrastination, what James calls motion. Mm-hmm. Action is the type of behavior that will deliver you an outcome. But what we do, we go into a place of motion because it allows us to feel like we're making progress without running the risk of failure. Yeah, you know, when I got to that line, I was just like, James, man, like, what's your problem? No, legit, what's your problem? Why are you rinsing me for filth out here in your book and letting all the humans who read it know? That's how I felt for real. It's active procrastination. You slip into a place of actively procrastinating or being in motion rather than taking action, because you want to delay the failure that you have decided that you're going to experience. Motion and active procrastination makes you feel like you're getting things done, but really you're just preparing to get something done. You're not actually doing the thing. Doing the thing is doing the thing, actually getting it done. Everything else is just active procrastination. And one thing that I really loved that he says is that you don't need to map out every feature of a new habit. You know, when you can plan a habit to the T, when am I going to read this? When am I going to do that? Writing it all down in the journal. Again, active procrastination. That's active procrastination. When you are just planning and researching and plotting and wanting to refine and refine and redefining and defining and... Mm-hmm. Do you feel that's active? Do you feel that way? Because... That's how I felt. James says, you don't need to map out every feature of a new habit. You just need to practice it. Get the reps in, because it is only through action that a new habit is formed. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing a habit for. What matters is the frequency. The frequency. So if you have been doing a habit once every months, let's say, for 2 years, that habit is not going to form and stick. But if it is a daily thing, a couple of times a day, in a month, that habit is going to stick because of the frequency of the repetition. And this is a whole like neuro-linguistic programming, neurology, neuroscience, neuropetition and neuroplasticity, and how the brain can expand in being able to form new actions and do new things. Yes, we have to do the thing. There's no use in planning the thing, refining the thing, researching the thing. It's the thing that actually makes the habit stick. Another thing that I loved from this particular book is the importance of setting up your environment for you to win. Now, my personal win from this was the habit of reciting the Quran regularly. I have a specific space in my room where I keep my Quran. It's easily accessible, right? But I realized that I like to stack my habit of reciting the Quran with salah. So I would pray a prayer and then I would reach for the Quran. But the thing is, where my Quran was placed and where my prayer mat was located would require for me to get up, go over to the other side of the room, pick it up, bring it back, sit down and recite. this was not conducive in habit stacking, because that action of getting up broke, it broke the state that I was in, the I've just finished praying, let me recite Quran state. It added a gap there. It interrupted it. And from that interruption, I could get distracted. Oh, I wonder what this or who, I wonder what that. And so I realized that I needed to make it easy. And this is one of the laws that James Clear shares in the book, to make it easy for your habits, for the things that you want to do, make them easy for yourself. And so by moving my Quran close to where I pray, so that I would literally just have to reach out and I've got the Quran in my hand while I'm still sat on the ground after prayer, the action of reciting the Quran more regularly happened, mainly because I made it easy. And James shares that in the book, that we want to set ourselves up to win. So for the habits we want to make, habits that we want to break, are we setting up our environment to be conducive for that? Are we supporting ourselves and making it easy for us to do it or to not do it? So if you want to eat well, do you have an environment set up for that? Do you have junk and stuff that you really don't want to be eating so easily accessible to you? Do you have things prepped? Do you have meals planned? Do you have your water bottle that you say you want to drink more water, but actually you don't have any water in sight? Make it easy for yourself. It seems so common sense and easy, but these are the simple things, the really simple things that can get us what we want or lead us further away from what we want. So that's what I have to share from our Level Up Club book one of 2022 read. It is a highly recommended book. Well, actually every book from our book club is highly recommended in my estimation. That's why we chose them. But for you to get an insight into how you make your habits, how you can improve your habits, the strategies, and the four laws to be able to increase in your good habits and decrease in your not so good habits, I definitely recommend James Clear's book. And if you want to join the book club, we do have a set of reflection questions for this particular book that act as a companion for you as you are reading, so you can further maximize how much you get out of the book.